This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. Vaccination rates are slowing down among workers in nursing homes and long-term care facilities in Tompkins County. The average vaccination rate for nursing home workers is just under 83% in the county. The average for care facilities is 70%. The Ithaca Voice reports that the at-risk residents in these communities average a vaccination rate of around 90%. Herd immunity against COVID-19 is achieved when 75% of a population is immunized. Of the 11 nursing home and care facilities in Tompkins County, 5 have staffs that have not yet reached herd immunity. Rates of youth incarceration in adult jails and prisons are down to 0 since New York raised the age of criminal justice responsibility to 18. That's according to a new report by the Sentencing Project. Michaela Savitt takes a closer look.
New York passed this Raise the Age reform in 2017, and in the years following, a youth part of the criminal courts was created. Judges trained in adolescent development and family court process review felony cases of 16 and 17-year-olds. Julia Davis with the Children's Defense Fund, New York, says the youth justice system also has been shrinking.
The number of arrests have decreased. The number of young people going into placement, being adjudicated and needing to be incarcerated in the family court system or in the adult court system has gone down.
The report notes that in 2016, there were more than 575 juveniles sentenced to state prison and almost 2,400 in adult jails. By 2020, there were none. In addition, between 2010 and 2019, felony arrests of minors were down 53%. I'm Michaela Savitt reporting.
Today, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and thunderstorms, high near 90. Tonight, thunderstorms and showers likely, low near 70. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.